This is Bird Note. Walk into the visitor center at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and you'll be greeted by the wall of birds.
So you are craning your neck upwards, and you'll see a world map. And on this world map, you're going to see painted in life size all the modern families of birds that were described in 2015. And then when you walk up a stairwell, you're going to be greeted with a parade of extinct animals that belong to the evolutionary history of birds.
That's artist and scientific illustrator Jane Kim, who partnered with the Cornell Lab to create this epic mural celebrating the evolution and diversity of birds. In total, Jane illustrated 270 life-sized portraits of living birds, their ancestors, and a caiman to acknowledge their crocodilian kin. The living birds are all rendered in full color, while the extinct species are sketched in black and gray. They range in size from the 30-foot-long feathered dinosaur Eutyrannus howli to the tiny, marvelous spatula-tail hummingbird. With so many portraits, the mural is about the size of a tennis court and best viewed from the visitor center's second-story balcony. Jane says it was tricky to make fine details stand out from that distance, especially for little brown birds, like the chiming wedgebill from Australia.
It's really sandy and it sort of blends into the backdrop. But if you look closely at all the birds, there are kind of these colors that you wouldn't normally expect. There's like lots of hits of ultramarine blues and oranges and like pinks.
The lab's scientific advisors worked with Jane to accurately capture each animal's features and behaviors.
Like, I love the red-faced mouse bird, and it's like clinging to the side. You know, we've got like wood creepers that would be shown on the trunk of a tree. We have waterfowl that's actually looking like it's swimming. And I think that kind of gave a lot more life rather than sort of a static field guide depiction of the birds.
Like the Montezuma aura pendula, an iconic species from Central America that's known for their bubbly, undulating calls. Jane depicted the bird mid-performance, hanging upside down with wings outstretched and bill open in song. The map reflects where each bird lives. That red-faced mouse bird clings to the southern coast of Africa. The spatula-tail displays his elaborate feathers on the west coast of South America. A Bermuda petrel sails the open ocean.
When you see a map, I think as humans, we're already sort of gravitating to place as, where do I belong on this map? Where have I been? Where do I want to go? And so you're invited into a shared world with all of these birds. It does give a sense of how, no matter where you are, we're so connected by an explosion of diversity of these species.
After 2.5 years of research, design, and installation, Jane officially completed the Wall of Birds in December 2015. In the 10 years since, researchers have continued to expand our knowledge about birds.
We know a lot of new information now, and that this mural was a timestamp, but that timestamp should hopefully remind us that that is the nature of science and that it's always evolving. You know, this mural is about evolution. And I think 10 years later, I look at this mural different than I looked at it when I made it.
You can learn more about the Wall of Birds when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.